While lots of car repair places give lip service to the care and feeding of your car, only one name is on the lips of people who want to keep their cars for 200,000 miles or more.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
One repair chain is putting itself smack dab between you and the grim car reaper. Now, suppose I told you that chain has dedicated itself to helping you avoid car payments for as long as possible. I'll bet one name would be on your lips, too.
Thank you for calling Merlin. This is Don. How would you like to turn left at 100,000 miles and drive another 100,000 miles?
There's a drive for 200,000 going on at one place and one place only.
At Merlin, we care about you and your car.
Right now, you can get up to a $30 rebate on brake service at Merlin. Stop by for a free brake inspection or visit merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We are the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola.
They've got veterans that are shot makers. You know, Jones can hurt you. Shumpert has played extremely well for them. Dellavedova has played well. So they're a tough team.
That's Bulls head coach Tom Thibodeau practiced this morning talking about the Cleveland Cavs as the Bulls dropped game 4 yesterday at home, 86-84. Series all tied up at 2. Now heads back to Cleveland for game 5 tomorrow. Tip off is at 6. Thibodeau also said today that Pau Gasol is feeling better, but still has not done anything basketball related. The Cubs are 3-7 on the month of May. Tonight open a 4-game series at Wrigley with the New York Mets. New York is 20-11 on the season. They've won 4 of their last 5. John Lester opposes Jacob deGrom. First pitch is at 7:05. The White Sox travel to Milwaukee to open a 3-game series at Miller Park. Jeff Samardzija faces Willy Peralta. Pregame here on The Score starts at 5:45. Hockey, the Western Conference Finals are all set as the Blackhawks take on the Anaheim Ducks. No schedule announced.
Whoa, look out!
Yet, as the Eastern Conference semis are still going on, Game 6 tomorrow, Montreal at Tampa Bay, and Wednesday, Game 7, Capitals at the Rangers. That means that series is all tied up at 3. The Bears have waived Kasim Green and defensive end Austin Lane. They also signed quarterback Pat Devlin, linebacker Pat Westman, and defensive tackle Terry Williams. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois' graduate school. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. Inside the Clubhouse is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. You can hear Inside the Clubhouse Saturdays at 8 a.m. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is today, 5:45, Sox and Brewers on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
1.5 remaining.
To be honest, the play that was drawn up, I scratched it. And I just told Coach, just give me the ball. We either going to go into overtime or I'm going to win it for us.
James for the win. It's gone. LeBron James at the buzzer. Stuns the Chicago Bulls and the series is tied at 2 games apiece. What a finish here at the United Center for the second straight game. A buzzer beater.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
What did you think of you guys' defense on that last play? Is it just a hat tip to LeBron, or could you guys have done something different? The defense on the final play, did you just credit LeBron, or is there something you guys could have done differently?
It was a tough shot. You saw him fading away from the three-point line. What did you think we should have did better? I'm going to ask you that.
I don't know. You're the expert.
You're the expert. You asked me dumb questions. What you think? He just hit a fadeaway jumper out of three-point line. What could we have done better?
I don't know.
I'm done talking.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
I love hockey. I wish I could be awake for more of it.
That's quite an endorsement there. I like hockey. I wish I could be awake for more of it.
That's not a wake-up.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's go back to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He is at the Advocate Center, where he is following the still extant Chicago Bulls. And he's got more information on to update us on various and sundry things. He is David Schuster. Shu, what's up?
Good afternoon, Dan and Terry. And one small correction. I was at the Advocate Center, but now I'm at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
I moved quickly.
Wow, like a cat.
Wow.
Yeah, like a cat. Although I don't have nine lives. And I'm not sure the Bulls will have nine lives either after yesterday. But anyway, the talk of today was, first of all, I should get to the news of the day. First of all, let's start with Pau Gasol. He is day-to-day with that sore hamstring. Supposedly, he's feeling a little bit better, although the Bulls only had a film session today. Then they got some shots up on the court, although he wasn't part of that. He was just basically rehabbing, and he will be probably a game-time decision tomorrow. It'll be very interesting to see how desperate the Bulls are to get Pau Gasol back in there. Do they rest him one more game, and, you know, in hopes of maybe stealing one in Cleveland and then, you know, trying to win it back here in Chicago? Or are they desperate to get him back on the court? So that'll be something, obviously, to watch tomorrow. As far as the other team, Kyrie Irving had an MRI today. It was diagnosed as a right foot strain. He also has tendonitis in his left knee, but I was told by some Cleveland people yesterday it's also a hip injury that he's been bothered by for a long time. And the fact that he has that, he's
got
like
a guy with no body parts.
Yeah, you know, remember the old game, Terry, and you and I can go back long enough to remember this, Operation?
Yeah, I remember Operation.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
Operation. I didn't know how far back you went. You know, if you touched the wrong thing, the buzzer went off. Yep. Well, that's Kyrie Irving right now.
That same thing happens if I touch myself. I mentioned, Shu, you had the perfect guy before you continue. You had the perfect opportunity yesterday because you only had one man playing offense. Kyrie Irving wasn't himself.
Right.
You had no other real option. Jarris Smith will shoot a 3-4 occasionally, but really, when he's not attacking, they're not the same team, and the Bulls still managed to let him off the hook.
Yeah, they really leaked one away, for lack of a better term, yesterday. They really had that game in hand, and then would have had the series in hand also. But, like I said, they leaked it away. It's a best-of-three series. Now, most of the conversation with Tom Thibodeau right off the bat today was on that review situation at the end of yesterday's game. Initially, the ball went out of bounds. I think it was, 0.7 initially, and then the referees went and took a look at the replay, and they determined that it was 1.5.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there was also some conjecture, you know, of how long it was taking, and that the Cavaliers, who didn't have a timeout, we haven't even talked about David Blatt yet, how they actually had an extra timeout when they didn't have any timeout. So here's Tom Thibodeau talking about the fact that the replays at the end of the game for reviews, there's both good and not so good.
You know, a team doesn't have a timeout, you don't let them go to the bench. You know, I think the league is still, you know, this is the first time around with it, you know, really, so we're figuring that out. And, you know, I don't like it in that sense. You know, obviously it affected us in a negative way. But for the most part, I think the technology's been good.
Now, what's interesting is that Thibodeau actually asked the referees to review the play, but I got a feeling they would have reviewed it anyway, one of those plays in the last seconds of a game. So it came back to bite them, to be honest with you. I'm going to play you a couple other cuts here real quickly. Here's Niko Mirotić, who basically was horrible yesterday, but he says the Bulls will be ready for tomorrow night's game.
I think that we show this year that we are a mentally really tough team and we never give up. So right now we are 2-2. So we know how important is this game. We're going to give our best. We need to give best game this one. And hopefully we go there and we can try to win this game.
Now, you had a feeling, at least I did. I don't know about you, Danny, but we've talked about this, you know, between us a lot of times. Stop the dumb pump fake. And for a while he did, but on his very first shot,
he
was wide open. And if he would have just shot the ball quickly, there wouldn't have been any problem. But he pump faked and had, you know, somebody in his face right after that. So, you know, Niko Mirotić has got to come back with a better game tomorrow. And speaking of having better games, at least on the offensive end of the court, here's Joakim Noah, the spiritual leader, saying the Bulls are okay.
LeBron hit a great shot at the end of the game, but we're right where we want to be, and we're really excited for game five. You know, it's a new day. That's the thing about the playoffs. It's all about how you deal with the highs and lows.
Yeah, the lows being the fact that he just can't make a layup to save his life.
And you're not right where you want to be. You could have been up 3-1.
Yeah,
what do you say? You're right. How could you possibly be right where you want to be? That's just not true.
to that kind of thing. That's just pandering. They're not. You wanted to be up 3-1.
They should have been up 3-1.
Exactly. Well, right where you want to be. No, they're the opposite of where you want to be.
Yeah.
God.
And again, if he would make a few layups every now and then, and, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the offense yesterday predicated was on the pick and roll with the ball, you know, swinging back to him, going to the basket. And other than one dunk, and he actually had one baby hook also that went in, maybe by accident.
It's bad.
Most of the shots that he made close to the basket were way, way off. There was one he took a jump hook from about 5 feet, and he missed the basket by 6 feet. But luckily, Taj Gibson was there to clean it up.
Yeah, it was almost like a pass. It was so bad. So don't say that. Don't say we're right where we want to be. You aren't.
I think, sure, you've been around this team. I don't doubt their resiliency in this because, I mean, look, you won one like that, you lost one like that, and yet you look at this thing. If you look at the big picture, you examine this, and yes, you should be disappointed. You're absolutely right. You let him off the hook. You had him. For the love of God, you had him. You had an 11-point lead, and this team with yet another of its best players hurt. I know you missed Paul, but this is just like, I mean, when I look at the Bulls, I still say you got a chance here. I don't think mentally,